Today's Warm 101.3, and every Monday at this time, we share the warmth with an organization that's doing wonderful things in the Rochester area. And today, we're speaking with Mike Berry from the Heritage Christian Services. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tony, and congrats on 45 years.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. We've heard the words of the Christian Heritage Christian Service since 1984, 85?
84, yep. Yep.
Okay. So exactly what is it and what do you do there?
So we provide a wide range of services for people with disabilities, from housing to care coordination to employment and so many other services, serving thousands of people. We've got over 3,000 employees, seventh largest employer in Rochester. We've got a Buffalo presence as well. My particular role is employment. So I'm the associate director for employment. So we help people figure out what they want to do and then find businesses that want to give them opportunities. So we've got over 150 individuals and businesses all over Rochester, from Jeremiah's to URMC to Treetown Cafe to Leo's Bakery, which I saw the interview you did at Leo's Bakery, and that place looked amazing. I love the cake.
So basically, you find employment for people who come to your agency looking for help.
Right.
And you're the seventh largest employer in Rochester. You got, 3,000 people working for you?
And just growing like crazy. And it's I can't tell you what a great place it is to work. We're hiring. We're looking for folks. You know, if you're looking for work, if you're out there looking for work, definitely check us out at heritagechristianservices.org and go to careers.
What kind of jobs are you looking to fill?
All kinds of jobs, from working in one of the over 100 houses around the Rochester and Buffalo area, so working in those houses with the people that live there, to providing care coordination, to providing, you know, nursing services, to, you know, and then all the administration, all sorts of employment opportunities there on heritagechristianservices.org.
Money makes the world go around. I noticed there's at least one donate button on the website. Do you get state funding, or how do you guys make money?
The majority of the funding comes through state funding, through Medicaid and that kind of thing, but we definitely appreciate donations, whether it's through Amazon Smile or anything like that. So we've got an influx of job seekers. You know, now that the pandemic is sort of thawing, we're seeing a lot more people referred to us because people want to get back in the game, get back in the workforce. So we need more business partners. So we've got, you know, over 100 business partners right now, but we always use more business partners. So employers who are looking to give people a shot, whether it's, you know, a job shadow or an informational interview to an unpaid internship or paid employment. So always looking for businesses that want to see this not just as the right thing to do, but a business decision, right? It should be a business decision.
Yeah.
And we know that the people in our programs stay an average of 7.9 years.
Wow.
That's good.
People are 87% more likely to support a business that hires people with disability.
You're wonderful. So heritagechristianservices.org. Mike Berry, thank you so much for spending a couple moments with us this morning and enlightening us as to what you do and what you need. We hope we wish you all the luck in the world. Thanks again.
I appreciate the opportunity.
If there's an organization you'd like me to highlight, drop me an email, tony@warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth here on Warm 101.3.